Shemoth.
Exodus, chapter 22.
When a man steals an ox or a sheep and shall slaughter it or sell it, he repays 5 cattle for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. If the thief is found breaking in and he is smitten so that he dies, there is no guilt for his bloodshed. If the sun has risen on him, there is guilt for his bloodshed. He shall certainly repay. If he has not the means, then he shall be sold for his theft. If the theft is indeed found alive in his hand, whether it is an ox or donkey or sheep, he repays double. When a man lets a field or vineyard be consumed and lets loose his livestock, and it feeds in another man's field, he repays from the best of his own field and the best of his own vineyard. When fire breaks out and spreads to thorn bushes, so that stacked grain or standing grain or the field is consumed, he who kindled the fire shall certainly repay. When a man gives silver or goods to his neighbor to guard, and it is stolen out of the man's house, if the thief is found, he repays double. If the thief is not found, then the master of the house shall be brought before Elohim to see whether he has put his hand into his neighbor's goods. For every matter of transgression, for ox, for donkey, for sheep, for garment, or for whatever is lost which another claims to be his, let the matter of them both come before Elohim, and whomever Elohim declares wrong repays double to his neighbor. When a man gives to his neighbor a donkey, or ox, or sheep, or any beast to watch over, and it dies, or is injured, or is driven away while no one is looking, let an oath of Yahweh be between them both, that he has not put his hand into his neighbor's goods. And the owner of it shall accept that, and he does not repay. But if it is indeed stolen from him, he repays to its owner. If it is torn to pieces, then let him bring it for evidence. He does not repay what was torn. And when a man borrows from his neighbor, and it is injured or dies while the owner of it is not present, he shall certainly repay. But if its owner was with it, he does not repay. If it was hired, he is entitled to the hire. And when a man entices a maiden who is not engaged and lies with her, he shall certainly pay the bride price for her to be his wife. If her father absolutely refuses to give her to him, he pays according to the bride price of maidens. Do not allow a practicer of witchcraft to live. Anyone lying with a beast shall certainly be put to death. He who slaughters to a mighty one, except to Yahweh only, is put under the ban. Do not tread down a sojourner or oppress him, for you were sojourners in the land of Mitzrayim. Do not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If you do afflict them at all, if they cry out to me at all, I shall certainly hear their cry, and my wrath shall burn, and I shall slay you with the sword. Your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. If you do lend silver to any of my people, the poor among you, you are not to be like one that lends on interest to him. Do not lay interest on him. If you take your neighbor's garment as a pledge at all, you are to return it to him before the sun goes down, for that is his only covering. It is his garment for his skin. What does he sleep in? And it shall be that when he cries to me, I shall hear, for I show favor. Do not revile Elohim, nor curse a ruler of your people. Do not withhold your produce and your juice. Give me the firstborn of your sons. Likewise, you are to do with your oxen, with your sheep. It is to be with its mother 7 days. On the 8th day, you give it to me. And you are Kodesh men to me, and you do not eat any meat which is torn to pieces in the field. You throw it to the dogs.